Now, I'm going to give you some exercises in which you are going to use some of these bent notes. And these exercises are designed to help you use these notes in ways that you will encounter in actually playing blues, because we use these bent notes in conjunction with moving to notes in adjacent holes, so that you get used to using them in movement. Now, one of the things about bending notes is that not only is it required that you can put the pressure on instantly to get the note you want, but also that you're able to release the pressure instantly. For instance, in going between a bent note on the fourth hole and sliding over to the natural note on the third hole draw, like this, back and forth, some of you may have this problem. You'll be going like this. You'll be bending the third hole when you slide over there. You're not releasing the bend off the fourth hole quickly enough. So these exercises are designed to help you work on some of these problems and, like I said, use the bent notes in ways that are commonly used in movement to adjacent holes on the harp. All right, the first one I'm going to show you is what I call making little loops or circles between the fourth hole and the fifth hole. So here, you're going to start on the bend of the fourth hole, let it ride up to the natural note, and then slide to the natural draw note on the fifth hole, then slide back into the bent note on the fourth hole and repeat. Now this is done with one seamless breath. Just pressure changes, no articulations. All you're doing is just sliding to another note. Now we're going to make a little loop going from the fourth hole to the third hole. So we'll start on the natural note of the fourth hole, bend it down, then slide to three, then slide back to the four natural, then repeat. Now we're going to go from the fourth hole to the third hole in this exercise. You're going to start on the bend of the four, let it ride up to the natural note, force it back down to the bend, then slide over to the third hole natural, then slide back into the bend on the four and repeat, like this. Okay, now let's try some things on the third hole. Let's find our first bend on the third hole and we'll make little circles to the fourth hole. Let's find our bend. Now, let's do that same lick from the next bend down. Now, let's move between the third hole and the second hole using a riff similar to one of the riffs we practiced moving from the fourth hole to the third hole. So we're going to start on the second bend of the third hole, let it up, bring it back down, slide over to the natural note on the two-hole draw, then slide back into the second bend on the third hole, and repeat. Now let's do some things around the second hole. So let's make some circles from the first bend on the second hole into the third hole. And now from the bottom bend on the second hole into the third hole. Here's another one starting from the bottom bend on the second hole. Start there, let it up all the way, bend it back down, then slide to your first hole, then slide back into your bottom bend on the second hole. This is similar to some of the exercises we did on other holes. Now here's one using bends on the first and second hole. Start on the first hole natural, slide into the bottom bend on the second hole, let it up, bend it back down, slide to the first hole natural, bend it down, let it back up, and then slide back into the bend on two. All right, let's try this one. We're going to start on the first hole draw, natural, slide into the bottom bend on the second hole, let it up, slide to the third hole natural, then slide back to the second hole natural, bend it all the way down, then slide to the first hole natural, and then slide back into the bend on the second hole. I'm going to play this lick a few times, and I'm going to put a little partial rhythm part in between to keep my continuity. Whenever you're doing a repetitive riff or drill, it's good to see if you can find a way to incorporate rhythm to keep your continuity going and to breathe through the harp. Now, practicing all of these exercises will give us a great deal of facility in getting control of our bent notes and being able to use them in ways that you will constantly encounter as you use them in movement to adjacent holes.